Hello.
Mr. Bryant?
Yeah, we got disconnected.
I told you that happens. And,
well, look, I'm glad I answered because I'm still talking to you. I'm saying, that's you calling right now. And I'm looking at him like, he ain't answering. I say, Randy?
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, sorry about that. It happens.
Yeah.
All right.
At least
I forewarned you, right?
Right. You did. You really did. I'm really talking to you.
Thank you, brother. So for Tamitha Bryant, I got 205-834, and that's where I went blank.
Okay, 205-834-3289.
Thank you. Okay, let's see. All right, so anyways, yes. So let's see what we got. And just to confirm on your deal, there's no apartment number or anything, correct?
Right.
Okay, I didn't think so. Okay, so far it went through. It says I didn't make any mistakes, so now I'm going to go into my DocuSign. We do have a compliance department here, though, as well, so they did look it over. And if I did make a mistake, I'll certainly call you back.
Yeah, okay.
All right. And that number that I'm talking to you on your screen now, that is my line.
All right. So I'd call you directly if I need to.
Absolutely. Or you can send me a text, whatever you need to do, for sure.
All right. Oh, his number is testable?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Let me pull this up, and I'm going to take a look at it. Make sure everything lines up. Agree and continue. Timothy Bryant. Oh, you got Robin Law, huh? That's a good one. Pulaski, like I said.
Yeah.
These guys are experts at these things, and if you're curious, and I know you haven't asked me, Mr. Bryant, but they've actually started settling these cases up, and if you're curious, you can look on Google.
For real?
Oh, yeah, for real. All right, now.
So just look on Google. Okay, I just got some from Rhonda Reese at the last.
That's me. Go ahead and click on that. The first thing it's going to ask you to do is to agree to receive information from me electronically.
All right. Yes. Allow. Continue.
Just you keep doing your thing. You'll be fine.
Start. Next. Oh, I got to tap on it. There we go. Darkness eye. Adopt an initial. Next. If I just keep pressing next, it ain't.
Did you, what's it doing?
Oh, I got to tap on every last one of them.
Yes. It doesn't give you the just finish like I know sometimes it does on certain documents. It'll say just do it.
There we go. You're done signing. Press continue.
Give it a second. Right. It'll come to me. All right. Now, as I promised, there it came back to me. I'll take a look at it before I let you go, but I got to send you, as promised, a couple text messages.
All right.
So hold on. Let me go into my email here. Refresh. Completed DocuSign. ED4. Okay.
You said it's not like a class action lawsuit. This one I could take it to trial.
It's already gone to trial.
Oh, okay.
That's why they've started settling. It's a tort. It's a little bit different. And I just put the abbreviation for 84. It's 84 Pulaski. They're going to reach out to you. Like I said, they probably are going to be calling. Oh, you got it. Thank you. They're going to probably be on a 909 number, but they also have an office in Texas. So if you want to watch for them, let me see if this one.
Yeah, because that's what I was just about to ask you. What's the next step and how does the process go?
Well, thank you. What will happen next is you just kind of hang tight because from here, my compliance team is going to review the document that I just did with you, and I'm looking at it as well, hoping that I didn't make any mistakes. And we do have 4378 Shiva's Way, Gardendale, Alabama. We do have a smartphone. We do have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Timothy Bryant, no suffix. Not married. Engaged. Not married.
Yeah, engaged.
I didn't have to put engaged. I just remembered that.
Oh, you're okay. I appreciate you for remembering that. That's a big moment for me in life.
It's super big, dude. Then I have your birth date is 01/07/1987.
Yes, sir.
And let's see, what else? 5'6", 134. You're a trim man. Timothy Bryant, 05 of 2005 at yahoo.com. There's no of.
Correct.
And let's see, use the product for more than a year. None of the above. Home Depot, not in your possession. Might be able to obtain credit card receipts. You work at the post office. Got Dr. Raymond Jacob, UAB Hospital. Dr. Rajon Jacob. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong. His office is also in Birmingham.
I was like, Royman.
Roy, I know. And then your twin sister, Tamitha.
I love it.
Okay.
It's crazy. She just got the trick. She don't have a sickle cell. That's crazy, huh?
So what you want to do now is just kind of hang tight. I kind of keep an eye on these things. So today's Monday. We got a holiday weekend going in next week. And I got to be honest with you, it's my wife's birthday. I've been married for a bit.
Happy birthday to her.
Yeah, so I'm going to take Monday off. So if you don't hear from them by, say, like, I'll be checking. But Tuesday of next week, I'll come in and I'll go down the list of things. And if I either see anything from you or if I don't see anything from them, we can follow up if need be. But I usually don't have to be quite honest with you. Usually would happen is the compliance team here will go through it and maybe have an additional question. And that would, if that be the case, I'd be calling you back like within half an hour or so, maybe sooner.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But other than that, as far as I can see, everything looks good. After third or fourth day, if you want to call the law firm and see if they've got your document, you can.
Mm-hmm.
But you say you're off on Mondays?
Yeah, I'm off on Monday, Sunday and Monday.
Oh, good for you. What about next week? It's a holiday.
I signed up to work, get this money, the money.
Triple
the wedding, got to pay for the wedding. The wife.
Congratulations on that too, man.
Thank you.
But anyways, the thing is after a week or so, if you decide you want to give them a buzz, you can. But I would honestly say just hang tight, and you can also reach out to me if you'd rather.
All right.
So either way is fine. How about this? You got any questions?
No, you said I already went to court, so I guess I talked to the lawyer.
Yeah, and if you want to get an idea what type they've been, where they've been settling these cases out, I'm really not allowed to talk dollar amounts. So I would suggest, though, you go on to Google and take a look.
Oh, so I could actually really Google it.
You can just put in average roundup lawsuit settlements.
Okay.
I mean, if you're curious, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm not curious. I just want to know the process. I understand the process now. It's going to go to a lawyer, and a lawyer going to do his thing, and that's
right.
It.
Well, for, you know, I'm being a little more detailed. For all intents and purposes, what you sign is really step one of a retainer agreement, so.
All right.
So you can say you have an attorney. If anybody else were to contact you, I don't know how many inquiries, you know, or where they all go, but if anybody else were to contact you, you can tell them you've already signed documents with a law firm.
Okay. All right.
And if you have any additional questions or anything, and don't forget, if you know anyone else, give them my name and number. Listen, I'm not on commission or anything like that, but we spent a lot of time talking about Alabama and stuff, but I'm just really passionate, to be honest with you. I used to work on the Camp Lejeune one as well. Do you know what that was?
The camp is what?
Camp Lejeune. The government was dumping chemicals into the water. Out
oh,
there.
Yeah. I heard about that.
That one ended in August. And so this is really more about passion. It really, really
and
is.
Guess what? You just like me, because I have integrity. Like, I have so much to say. I hate, like, my job at the post office, like, I feel like it's going in spirals right now because the leadership won't step up like they need to and make the changes they need to, and it aggravates me. So you got a passion, I got a passion. You just like me, I feel like.
Right on.
Well, you're born in January, you're a Capricorn?
No, I'm actually a Leo.
Okay. You got a birthday coming up? You had a birthday pass?
I had a birthday pass. That was in August.
Oh, yes, the beginning of August. Yes.
Well, so, you know, but you're right. This is a passion, and I'm actually really fortunate to be with this company as well, because they share the passion a lot. You know, in all honesty, if I told you the truth, you'd know it's not about money. It is not about money in any way.
Definitely not, It's about you want stuff done the right way and the way it needs to be done. That's how it is. And that's how it is with me. Like, I think I'm about to become a supervisor so I can start making the changes on the inside.
Yeah, congratulations.
I hate going from sugar to the other stuff.
Well, you're getting married, dude. I guess I don't take this wrong, but it's time to grow up, right?
Hey, it's time for a lot of other people to grow up, too.
That's right.
Yes, indeed.
Sir, true pleasure meeting you. And then, like I say, don't hesitate to reach out to me if you have any additional questions, okay?
All right, Randy. Reason 8. Come visit Troy for one time. Say, make it your bucket list thing.
Right on, dude. I'm definitely going to get to Troy. And listen, man, you have a blessed day. And I'm actually really glad to hear you're in remission. All these calls don't go so sweet, I'm telling you.
Oh, man, it's a journey. You know, I take life is a river. You just flow with the current. That's it, you know. You're one day, next day, we not.
That's right. That's right.
That's
take
it.
Care, my friend. A true pleasure, okay?
You do the same.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.